When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or CSICPA.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey. And I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com. There's a lot of really cool stuff about our new sponsor, Tito's Handmade Vodka. And I could tell you about all of it. I could tell you how great it tastes. I could tell you how it's the best way to relax after a hard day. I could tell you that it's distilled from corn, so it's gluten-free. I could tell you that it's made right here in America, in Texas. And not just Texas, the best part of Texas, Austin. It's the best part of Texas. I tell you the thing I love most about Tito's Handmade Vodka. They use old-fashioned pot stills and they taste test every batch. It's the same way that they make fine single malt scotches and high-end French cognac. Why is this amazing? Well, it's amazing because, as John F. Kennedy said, we don't go to the moon because it's easy. We go to the moon because it's hard. And this is a harder way to make vodka, but it makes for better vodka. That's why it's handmade vodka, and that's why you got to go out and get Tito's Handmade Vodka right now.
Hey guys, Bill Spadia here. Welcome to the Speaking Podcast. We have a couple special episodes coming up. We, as you know, we have Speaking Weddings, our latest series in the wedding conversation between our two wedding podcast co-hosts, producer Kristen and Jessica Gibson, sponsored by House of Cupcakes, located in Princeton, East Brunswick, Clifton, and Saudi Arabia. You can find them at houseofcupcakes.com. Honestly, the best cupcakes ever.
So good.
So good, Jessica, yes. Right? They're so good that people should just buy them, eat them. They're delicious. Anyway, that aside, we've got our new series where we are talking about weddings, talking about every single aspect of the wedding. So I thought it would be a great idea to have Jessica, who is still a newlywed.
Yes.
Right? Married in August. Yes. So I don't know when this drops. Everybody knows.
When can you stop milking the wedding? The
when does that happen? Yes. I think I said it today on the air, 3 years.
Yeah.
You're newlywed for 3 years. And producer Kristen, who produces my morning show on New Jersey 101.5, who is getting married, Kristen, in, and here's the thing, we only have two mics, so you're not going to hear Kristen until I step back, but if she could answer, if she had a mic here, she would say, yes, I'm getting married in like 11 months, and thanks for reminding me, because it's coming up really fast. So today, we're going to have our two co-hosts, Kristen and Jessica, joined by a very special guest, Jill Myra from New Jersey Yay. Traffic South on New Jersey 101.5. And you guys are going to have this conversation about, I think we're going to do two episodes today. So these will drop either on a Friday or on the Wednesday. And I don't know yet, but if you know, if you've been listening to the speaking podcast long enough, you know that I never know. So I'll just let you know, just tune in and listen on the air and follow me on Twitter at Bill Spadia. Follow Jessica at Chasing Jess Nut. Jessica, have I missed anything?
No, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out, right? Yeah. All right, perfect. So I'm going to introduce... No, I don't need to because I think I already did. So, all right, Kristen, you ready? Jill? All right, I'm going to step back.
Thank you. Everyone's shuffling around.
We're shuffling mics, too. Thanks, Bill.
Can I say this is very hard for me not to be on a mic?
No.
Do you want to join the wedding segment?
I feel like it's a little bit of withdrawal here. No, we're good.
Do you have a lot to contribute to the wedding topic?
This is the problem. I really don't, but I do. Jill, I can't help it. I just keep talking. All right, I got to go do the other show. Remember, if you are listening to this because you went to nj1015.com, subscribe so you do not miss an episode. We got a lot of cool stuff coming up. Hashtag speaking comedy. Jessica is hosting a special night at the Comedy Cove in Springfield on February 12th. And then we've got a couple huge events coming up all around the state. CFC Loud and Clear coming up on March 1st. So stay tuned. Follow me on Twitter at Bill Spadia. Follow Jessica at Chasing Jess Nut and enjoy this wedding conversation.
Wow. Just can't stop talking.
Look at that. Is he out the door yet? Thanks, Bill. I think it's a lot better anyway with a bunch of females talking about weddings as opposed to a male who probably doesn't even remember even planning his wedding.
I'm surprised how much the guys have stepped up, though, and do, like, take part. Like, your fiancé is going to do what with you today?
We are doing registry. We're going to Macy's and Bed Bath Beyond to do our bridal registry, but he's doing it. Actually, you know what? He agreed to do it, which is surprising to me, because every time I ask him to do something, he's like, why?
That didn't go over so smoothly with me. I was like, you know, he was like, you have to do the registry, and I'm like, no, we have to do the registry, right. And it took, like, a week of back and forth.
Yes. Yeah. Hi, it's Jill here. It still goes back to the old fashioned, you know, like morals of, you know, the woman is the little lady in the house, you know, and the
seriously,
you know, and nowadays most couples, the guy is doing most of the cooking, right? Isn't that true?
That is. I'm sorry. We're sharing a mic. This is so awkward. It's like, hey, let's pass the mic around. That's actually true. I cook, but Ryan cooks a lot more than I do.
Jill, what are you guys cooking tonight?
Well, it's
so
Friday.
You say
so
that's what you and your friends
pizza
talk
night.
About.
Yeah, Friday's pizza night.
It is pizza night.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, you got to register for a pizza stone. Did you?
Every
day at work, I keep reminding Kristen of something else. I'm like, wait, put this on the registry.
I haven't used it though.
Are you
making your own pizza?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to go buy pizza. Okay.
Yeah, buy the dough. Even the pizza place will sell you the dough. Yeah.
That sounds good, actually. We were talking off the air, and I'm worried about registering for stuff that, yes, we were talking about pizza. Pizza Stone's a great idea. Thank you both. But we were talking about how I'm nervous using the registry because I'm afraid that Ryan's going to want like a quesadilla maker and a popcorn maker. And it's like, we don't need that. And the problem is that you put that on your registry and because those are the fun stuff, that's what people buy you.
Well, you guys already have a house together. So you literally don't need anything you're going to be putting on there.
I want new stuff.
You want new stuff. I want new stuff. But yeah.
You know? So instead of, you know, my nice plates that I asked for, I'm going to get a freaking quesadilla maker.
That's exactly what happened to me. I got three plates. We have two chairs and we have a waffle maker and like two crock pots.
Yeah. And then people will just buy things that are on your registry, but not, they'll buy it at a different store. They'll see your registry and then go order it on, you know, cheaper on an, end up with like, Kristen, you had a friend that had like four crock pots. Yep. You know, it gets crazy. But I could tell you, I know the basics now, like after being married for 20 years, you know, it's like, you need that grill, that square grill, you know, because like who wants to go outside and grill? Like the burgers we had this morning. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So like I'm already on, I think, my third.
I want to know how you make your own pizzas. So you go to the store.
Yeah, I go either to the in the supermarket in the
and you just buy
in the frozen food section. They have the dough.
Okay,
you know, and you can leave that out on the counter. You know,
and then
for the
day. You just have sauce in your? Do you make your own sauce?
Yeah, there's a pizza sauce that you can find in New Jersey. It's in a yellow can.
Okay,
those tomatoes are from Hamilton, New Jersey, so they're Jersey.
Oh,
tomatoes.
Nice.
And then it's nice once you have kids. You have a little contest, you know, a little competition, like what you throw in your pizza.
We tried to do that one time at my in-laws' house, but everyone kept like checking in on their pizzas, so they never cooked because we kept opening the oven the whole time.
That's hilarious. I feel like that's a cool Valentine's Day thing to do with your,
like a heart-shaped
pizza. Yeah, heart-shaped pizza, right?
That's
a
great idea. Yes. It's red, too.
Yeah, there you go. It's red. Yeah, it's some pepperoni. Yeah, heart-shaped
pizza. Play some Italian music or something.
That's fun. So, Jill, you said you've been married for 22 years you were married?
Yeah, well, we were together for 23 years. Married for 20. Just about married for 20. Yeah. And then,
so,
you know.
So what, you know, Jessica being married and I'm on my way there. What wedding and marriage advice? Like what's the one thing you would tell a new couple? Anything.
Yeah. Well, I tell you all the time. I've told you before as far as a marriage, there's an emotional contract and a business contract.
Okay.
And I'm learning this because the two of you know that I'm getting divorced. So, no regrets. You know, we had a good run, but there is that business
side. But I thought you were separated already.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, like Gwyneth Paltrow talked about uncoupling. You know,
very conscious uncoupling.
Yeah. I mean, as women, we got it all with the emotional side. We've been experienced with that, you know, forever. But the business side's a whole different aspect, you know, and you learn that once you start the wedding planning, right? You guys have already learned, right? Like, did you have to have a budget?
But wait, what is the business aspect of it?
Of your marriage?
Yeah.
Well, you're owning property together. Uh-huh. You know, it's almost like you have a corporation.
Yeah.
You know, you have property together. You have savings together. You have your 401k. Mm-hmm. Now, do you guys have IRAs yet? You know, like a...
What's that? So, no.
Yeah, start... Well, you know, it's an individual retirement account.
I have a 401k. Is that the same thing?
Well, it's a little separate from that. It's good to have a 401k, but then it's good to start having other savings plans, you know? And
So that's why you're, like, got the business eye on all of this.
Exactly. Okay. And that's when you learn whose name should be on the IRA. Mm-hmm. So here's a little...
whose name do you recommend being on this? Jill, go ahead.
I'm learning. Yeah, well, I think every other year it should be one and the other. Okay. Because here's a little tax tip: when you take out an IRA, you get a tax write-off.
Yeah.
So every year we used to get a $1,000 IRA, and you get a tax write-off on that.
Okay.
So you get it, I think, like $400 credit.
Yeah.
You know? So it was worth it. But I learned the hard way. A lot of those IRAs, they were on my husband's name.
And you don't divide them?
It just makes it a lot harder when you're getting divorced. Not that I'm saying to you guys, go into a marriage thinking about how to get divorced.
Yeah.
But
they're not divided up while you, like, after the fact?
No. And you know what? Even regardless of divorce, in the event that, you know, eventually you guys get older and you're hopefully going to be with that guy forever, and one of you is going to die first.
Yeah.
And then you learn that, okay, things are in their name and it doesn't always just transfer right over to you.
Yeah.
You know, but let's talk about more fun stuff like the wedding.
I should learn how to do my own taxes. Right.
I don't know how to do them either. I have a friend who's a CPA. I'm like, here you go, do something
my
with all this stuff.
My dad's a CPA and I married a CPA and I'm like, never done them in my life. I should probably learn that to prepare for Chase's death.
Chase is going first, apparently.
Yeah.
Knock on wood. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's no doubt. He has to live with me for the next rest of his life. Mm.
Yeah, I feel the same way. There you go.
I have to ask you guys something because I'm older now. You know, it was always like the tradition that, you know, the wife-to-be, her parents paid for the wedding.
Yeah.
And the groom had to pay for the rehearsal dinner. Is it still that?
Yeah, his parents paid for the rehearsal dinner, which was like a mini wedding. Like, it was very, like, very nice. And then they also had a breakfast the day after.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they have a big family too. And my parents paid for the wedding day.
Yeah.
But I think my husband paid for the flowers and like a car that we rode in. So mm-hmm. he, like, you know, took some of the expenses
yeah.
on. But a lot of the people are like, what do I do? My in-laws have to pay for anyone they bring. And
right.
a lot of my friends have said that.
Well, yeah, and I think that's the issue. I mean, a lot of people, especially now, I guess, lean more traditional, especially if you're a millennial getting married, because let's be real, you don't have that kind of money, especially for, yeah. you know, the type of wedding that you want to have. In my case, you know, my parents were generous enough to gift us our venue, you know, which is awesome because it's mm-hmm. it's not cheap at all. It's not something we expected. We expected to pay for it on our own, but you know, that's helping a lot.
Yeah.
So I guess the tradition kind of does still live on in
it
a way.
Does.
Yeah.
I thought couples were paying for their own weddings nowadays,
well,
but I guess it's still
a lot
tradition.
Of the bride's family. Yeah, mm-hmm. it definitely is. My dad is probably thinking like, hello, I paid for everything. Who's paying for all this? But I think in the Northeast, the weddings are way bigger. Like everyone
yes.
has
ever
a big white
down
tent
south?
And like,
yeah.
you know, they ship in this expensive wood floor and it's like all extravagant. There's 200 people here. But I feel like down south, it's literally a barbecue.
Did you
with
ever go
DJ.
To a wedding down south? They don't even have a meal. I remember being at one and we were like, oh, we were waiting for like the food to come out. We were like, oh, no, you know, you don't want to eat a lot at cocktail hour.
There was
a cocktail hour. That's all it was.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they do down south.
I think also down south, though, because it's warmer all the time, that it's easier just to have like a casual outdoor wedding as opposed to mm-hmm. renting out this, you know, huge venue that's going to cost like $1 million, you know. You know what else is weird, though, too? West Coast people.
Yeah.
They give an actual gift on your
yeah.
wedding day
yeah,
as opposed to
like
handing
shower.
You a check.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because
like the vast amount of scalco, like the Italians, like you just come there with money. You come with cash.
Like
you
Godfather.
Look at the meal. If yeah. it's not good food, you're taking money out of the envelope.
But that's what it is here. I mean, we're so used to going to weddings and, you know, you go to the shower, you take a gift off the registry and that's your gift for the shower.
Mm-hmm.
And then you write a check for the wedding.
When
is West
your
Coast,
shower?
October.
You
yeah.
know?
It's all planned.
No, I don't know what day, but
oh,
I know
okay.
it's October. I told everybody, my mom, my bridesmaids, and even my fiance, no more surprises.
Oh, God.
Well,
it was the worst.
No surprises.
They're the worst.
In
yeah.
Pennsylvania, they don't do a surprise for the bridal shower. Isn't that funny? What? Pennsylvania.
Really?
Yeah. So my cousin, they got married the same day as us, but our
mine
showers.
Mine in Pennsylvania was a freaking surprise.
Really? Yeah. I'm talking up near Scranton.
You know? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the worst. Like, no more
bad.
Surprises.
Oh. Can I ask you, did you have because I had a disaster moment on my wedding day. Did you have one? Or your wedding looked like, Jess, it looked like it was flawless.
It was a lot of fun. The wedding day went smooth. But
oh, no,
leading up to it, like all the planning was just disaster after falling on my face, disaster. It was very stressful. So I feel for Kristen right
yeah,
now.
And you would think like Jess always like walks in like a swan. She's always, everything looks smooth. And yeah, I guess you're like the swan. It looks smooth on the surface,
thank
but
you.
Underneath your legs are going.
Right.
Paddling away. So my mother, I didn't want I wanted a sweetheart table.
Well, by the wedding day, it's like, this is my wife, my life now. And like, I just have to accept
it. It is good practice. The wedding is good practice. Yeah, so leading up to my wedding, I didn't want the head table.
So you wanted a sweetheart table. People didn't really do that.
No, back, you know, I got married in 97.
Mm-hmm.
So it was still like, nah, you were just starting to see them. So to my mother and my sisters, 11
years older,
they were like,
it was the end of their world.
Are you crazy? Yeah, I remember my mother, you know, she would come, she threw down the wedding invitation book like on the floor. And I was like, oh, goodness, you know what? Sometimes you just give in.
Wow.
So I said, okay, we'll have a head table. That
oh
meant
God.
That my seating arrangement, which I was already at the caterer
mm-hmm.
yeah, in Newtown, PA, big event, 200 plus people at my wedding, the whole seating arrangement
oh,
had to be changed.
No.
So the place cards, I had to bring them the day of the wedding. Well, guess what happened? As I was in my big, gigantic, poofy dress.
Oh, God.
The place cards were upstairs, and I thought I had asked one of my bridesmaids, like, can you go get the place cards?
Where did everyone sit?
It was hilarious at this beautiful event at this gorgeous facility.
Where was it?
Bucks County, Spring Mill Country Club.
Oh, yes.
Gorgeous in Ivyland. Mm-hmm. There is this beautiful venue, the most gorgeous room. And there's my sister-in-law. Thank God I had a duffel bag with a notebook, a spiral-bound notebook.
Grabbing guests by the hand and walking them to their seats.
She saw my handwritten, like, redo. I couldn't believe when I walked in that room and saw everybody sitting at their round tables, I was shocked because they had to go up to, you know, sister-in-law Pat with a spiral notebook and find out where their table was.
See, and look how well everything turned out.
Oh my God. That's what bridesmaids and family is for. They're supposed to figure out the issues on the wedding day.
Like, no one stormed out of the wedding saying, oh, this is, you know.
Oh, no. No, it was a blast. In fact, there were weddings from the other room over that came and crashed my wedding
at
the end.
What a good story, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were there any issues, Jessica, at your wedding that you were aware of at the time? Or maybe something you found out afterwards that you were like, oh, my gosh, that happened?
There was, like, you know, when an open bar happens, there are sometimes drunken couple fights, but nothing that was like, everyone was like, what happened with that? And I was like, oh, I didn't know that happened.
Oh, good.
All right. Yeah.
I think that's like my biggest fear. It's like, if something's going to happen, I don't want to know about it until afterwards. Like, somebody deal with it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want it to be my problem or my issue. No stress.
I was at a wedding that it was, is this so Jersey or what?
What?
A table was flipped.
What?
A table was flipped. And everybody, it was so funny because it was later on and the band's really loud, you know, and so when the table was flipped, it was so funny. But like instinct, you know, I think about six girls, we all went, jumped up and danced around the bride like we're, so she couldn't see.
To not let her know.
Because she was on the dance floor dancing. So you can tell the bride's dancing, but she's kind of doing that thing, like trying to look around us. And we're all blocking her. Like, it looked like a basketball game on the dance floor. But we didn't want her to see.
That's amazing.
The staff got that table cleaned up so fast. It was like nothing ever.
They had seen that before. Wow.
Right.
Because the people that plan weddings at like big wedding venues, how much they see.
Right. Like they had it was a drill that they practiced because they had that table cleared out of there and all the broken, like, you know, china and everything cleared out of that room like in 5 minutes. It was amazing.
What?
Sorry. No. This whole sharing mic thing is so weird. I don't know when you guys
are like so polite about it, too. I share this mic all the time when we do like have guests on.
With the guests you share it with, or do you share it with Jay or Bill?
No, I'll share it with like whatever random guest we have here.
I just don't know what to do, if we should like walk away or just swing the mic and then it's like,
really?
No, the guy at our wedding, he was literally just walking around with a bucket and a mop and cleaning up broken glasses on the dance floor the entire night. It was like literally at least every person, like one person like per dance was breaking a glass on the dance floor.
That is funny.
I was like, my
time,
God,
you know?
Like he is really working for his paycheck today. Like, what a nightmare.
That's a sign of a fun time spent, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Do you remember do you ever watch The Real Housewives of New Jersey?
Yes.
And she flipped the table over like Danielle.
Yeah.
I was watching it last night and like her and Teresa, the table flipper Teresa and Danielle were talking and were like friends and defending one another. Do you guys ever watch that show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, isn't this the girl you're friends with now that is like the reason you flipped the table in the first place?
My, how years change relationships, huh?
I was like, I'm so glad I watched this episode because I hadn't watched in a couple years.
Yeah, that'll be funny, too, when you guys bust out the wedding album like 10 years later and you're like, oh, look, they're not together. Oh, look at those two aren't together. Oh, look at those. Dead, dead, dead.
Did you make wedding albums for your parents and stuff? Because I should have done that. That's like, I just can't even look at the wedding pictures. Like, I'm just so sick of it.
Yeah, and I have to tell you, the video is the last that you're maybe when you have kids and then they start busting out the video to look at it. But
oh, well, mine's like a whole church ceremony.
I know.
It's like, who wants to watch
Why
a
did
church
we record
ceremony?
So much, right?
Yeah. That's all I have, though. And the rest of it's just like 5 minutes. I should post it. I should share it. Do you guys want to see it?
Did you see it yet? I actually do. I want to see it. But going back to your wedding albums for your parents, you should gift it to them like next Christmas, like go on Shutterfly.
I know. Well, I did I gave them like a framed picture and they're like, oh, thanks. A framed picture of yourself.
Oh, that's awkward. Nice.
I mean, I'm sure they were like, oh, yeah. But then I feel like they probably did want a whole wedding book. But it was just, I didn't have enough time to get it together.
Yeah. But you could, I mean, you could still do it on, like I said, something like Shutterfly or put a book together as opposed to going through your photographer.
You're going to have a full year to put it together. I'm so jealous.
What are?
For your wedding book.
Oh, well.
It's in January.
That's true, actually.
Yeah,
that is
crazy Jess who planned her wedding in like, what, 6 months?
Yeah.
Is that?
I still planned it in less. I've been engaged for less time than you've been. You know, then you have left.
That's true. Well, I got engaged right after you. Yeah. And you're married and going to be married a year and a half by the time I get married. I don't know how you did it because I'm so stressed out.
I didn't want to stress out for 2 years.
Yeah, that was probably smart. I didn't last year, but now that it's under the year mark, I'm stressing. God. Every day is
something. You still have more time than I planned the entire wedding, though.
Yeah.
So,
but again, I still don't know
how you
did it.
You're going to be okay.
Do you guys still do the thing at weddings where, like, for me, it was like the wedding venue had this big, beautiful bird cage so people could slide their envelopes inside the bird cage?
I think that's just a special. You know? They have a spot to put them. Mine was like a fishbowl or something, though.
Yeah. Okay. So you have that.
It's like a thing to like put it with like flowers and everything.
It was pretty.
Yeah. I had a friend that got married last year who did the bird cage.
They still do that?
Yeah. But I have a friend who just got married a month ago and she did, a replica of her wedding cake out of like styrofoam and like hat boxes.
You're
and
like,
stuff.
I'm gonna steal that idea.
Yeah, it was super cute, and she cut holes, you know, in it, and people put their cards in there. It was so
cute. That is cute,
and it was just literally boxes and fabric. Is all it was. Yeah, you know?
Yep. And it's a good lesson for you too, because then you get married, then you have a house, and then 2 years later you're like, what do we do with all this crap? Like, it's like,
oh my God.
Okay, now we've got this, you know, like, yeah, we saved
the like
cake
more
for you.
Marriage advice from Jill while we have her.
Oh yeah? Okay. Yeah. Oh, like marriage. Oof.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Keep in line with, once again, I know I go back to the money, and not that I'm like, I'm obsessed with it, but that was just my biggest lesson learned.
Yeah.
Like I have a, you know, a friend whose husband, you know, always, he has a business. Mm-hmm. So it was always like, well, you know, he does that, you know, and I always would tell her, just say to him, in the event that you drop dead, and it could be tomorrow, it could be in 40 years, God bless us.
Yeah.
What do I do?
Right.
You know? We
prepare for that? Yeah,
exactly. Because you need to know that, you know, especially if your spouse, the wife or the husband, has their own business.
Yeah.
You know, because
what's going on in there?
You need to know.
Yeah.
You need to know because, I mean, even my mother, God bless her, you know, 85, 2 years ago, had to go through this, you know, and you'll be surprised. Things will get held up in court. You know, in probate, and you'll be like, wait a minute, this is my money.
I feel like when my grandfather passed, they're finding like rolls of money in his nightstands and like weird spots.
Here's
like, he could have told us that was there, you know?
Yeah. Here's a question for you girls.
This rainy day fund.
We had a pact. I remember one time he came home. We had a pickup truck, and there's this gigantic go-kart on the back of the truck. Now, by the time we had a little
like, that is very Jersey story.
Yes. And I remember I would see it at like right by the Yardville Acme. I was like, I saw that go-kart. Somebody was selling it for like months. I'm like, oh my God, you bought it. Now, I said to him, I think we should make a pact to each other. If we're going to spend over whatever amount.
Yeah.
You know, for us at the time, we could only afford, it was like, if you're going to spend over $250,
right.
You need to consult the other, you know? Uh-huh. So it's interesting because I always ask friends of mine, like, do you have your own bank account?
Do they?
Do you have one? A lot of my friends have their own checking account.
Yeah. I'll just cash for myself.
Now, is that a joint
account? I've been married for like 2 months. We have a joint account. But yeah, I will still just take out cash so that I can like buy Chick-fil-A without being judged.
So he doesn't see what you're swiping your card at.
So
that's
he's
really
like, not
funny.
Like, why are you going out for dinner 3 days in a week with your sister? I just pay cash. Yep.
So you have your own checking?
No, we share. We combined everything.
Oh, everything
like immediately. Okay. But then I'm still like, so I don't have my own bank account. But
Okay.
I do take out cash just for that reason where I'm like, hmm.
So you're both on the same page with splitting, you know, your income with, you know, bills or pleasure and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah. That's interesting. I know
a lot of married people that haven't done it. Like right. A lot of girls don't change their name.
I've heard that too.
Now, I don't know.
You know what's weird though?
My husband does not wear a wedding ring around.
Oh, wait.
Time out.
Nope, Jessica, wait a second.
Completely opposed to it. And I was like, you know what? Don't care. Not going to have that argument.
Good for you. No, seriously. Good for you. I would not be okay with that. I don't think I'd be okay with that.
He did tell me a funny story. Like, I think it was this week or last week, though. There's a TJ Maxx that is literally right next door to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
So I will walk through, do a lap around Home Goods, and then walk into the grocery store. So I go there like at least every other week, right? And you start knowing who they all are and like recognizing some of the people that work there.
Right.
So there's always this girl like stocking in the same section, and I know what she looks like. I don't know her name, but I have to figure it out now. She, there was a, like, I guess like a, some other Bed Bath & Beyond closed, and he'd been bitching about pillows all week. And I was like, just go buy whatever pillows you like. So he goes to, I was like, well, he just didn't know where to go. I'm like, go to Home Goods. They have a whole aisle there. So he was like working from home and went to Home Goods in the middle of the day. 2 o'clock, he's looking at a whole aisle of pillows. He's got two in his hand, and the girl working there comes up next to him and restocks the pillows that he's looking at. And she goes, good for every position. And he's like, I'm sorry, what? And she goes, I guess I'm just a dirty girl. And he tells me the story, and I'm like, wait a minute. Like, what? Was she the tall, skinny one?
Oh, like, right, because you know who they are.
And it's like, now I have to go to Home Goods. They're like,
oh my gosh.
You have to go with him.
Yes, with your ring on.
Yeah.
But well, like, and now you're wearing a wedding
ring. And that's the thing. Without wearing it, you're kind of inviting those comments, whether you want them or not. You know, that's, you're kind of inviting it, you know? That's very, like, that's funny.
Oh my God, you're too handsome to walk into Home Goods alone without a ring on. Aww. I guess I'm just a dirty girl.
What's his reason for, it's just uncomfortable? He doesn't.
Yeah, his grandfather didn't wear one. His dad didn't wear one. And he's like, no, I'm not going to wear one. And I was like, all right, well, I don't really want to argue about it right now. I'll think of another time to argue about it. But then this came up and I was like, well, this will be good.
Yeah.
A good argument.
Yeah, for sure. Wow.
Does he have a wedding ring? Like, I'm sure when you got married, there was a ring ceremony. Yeah. Of course, you know, you got married in a church.
Yeah,
you know?
His grandfather had passed away like a month or two before a wedding, and he actually just wore his grandfather's wedding
ring. So even on a special occasion, he doesn't
wear it. So it's like very sentimental. It's good to have. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, we've only been married for like 3 months.
You know, when you think about it, it's like
five. No, we passed four.
Oh,
we're coming up on five in like 2 days.
That's nice too. That's one thing. Once you get married, you say this is a lifetime thing, and you don't even pay attention to time. And you're like, when you're dating, it's like, oh, it's our 8 month anniversary of what anniversary?
Actually, speaking of the registry, you do have 6 months after the wedding to like buy things off your registry, and you can still add to it too.
Yeah.
So yep. I'm coming up on my 20% discount.
Hell yeah.
For home things. All right. Yeah, we should wrap up.
Oh, cool. I can get to the gym now.
Oh, my God. Sorry. When is your appointment?
I'm psyched. It's not, kind of a nice thing, too, about getting divorced. You could just make plans on your own. You don't have to worry about, like, now that should be another segment, you know, addressing that. Okay. You know? Yeah, like what you do on your own time.
Yes, I love it. All right. Well, thank you for coming on, Jill. We really appreciate it.
And this was fun.
Enjoy
Thanks,
the
Jill.
Gym. Yeah. I'll see you later. All right. Bye. That was Jill Myra. This is Jessica Gibson at Chasing Just Nut. And Kristen, what is your Twitter handle?
At Producer Kristen.
All right. We'll catch you next time. Thanks, guys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save. Like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.